Where now are those who argue the inevitability of fate against the freedom of will? Let them hear these words and be silenced. Nothing stands in the way of one choosing to become good, even if they were once among the worst. In fact, we are more naturally inclined towards good, as virtue aligns with our nature and vice opposes it, just as health aligns and sickness opposes. God gave us eyes not to lust, but to admire His creations and worship Him. It's clear from what we see that this is the purpose of our eyes. We can see the brilliance of the sun and sky from incredible distances, yet we can't discern a woman's beauty from far away. Do you see that our eyes were primarily given for this purpose? Similarly, the ear was made so we could hear not blasphemous words, but doctrines of salvation. Thus, when we hear discordant speech, both our soul and body recoil. As said in Ecclesiasticus 27:5, the talk of him that swears much makes the hair stand on end. If we hear cruel or merciless words, our skin crawls. If kind and dignified words, we rejoice. If our mouth utters indecent words, we feel ashamed and seek to hide. But if serious words, we speak them freely and comfortably. We don't blush for things that align with our nature, only for things that oppose it. When our hands steal, they hide and seek excuses, but when they give charity, they boast. Therefore, if we choose to, we are naturally inclined towards virtue from every angle. But if you argue the pleasure derived from vice, consider that virtue provides even greater joy, the pleasure of having a clean conscience, being respected by all, and holding optimistic expectations is unmatched by any other for those who understand the true nature of pleasure. Conversely, being scorned by everyone, accused by our own conscience, and living in fear of both the present and future is the most grievous for those who understand the nature of pain.